You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your host, Matt the Cat, and last week on the program, it was part one of our two-part series on the Moonglows, one of the most important vocal groups of the 1950s. We covered their first recordings for Alan Freed's Champagne label in 1953, up through their Chance Records, and into their early Chess recordings through 1955. This week on part two, we're going to pick up in January of 56 and carry it on through select recordings up through 1961. But before we get going with part two, let's have a brief refresh of part one. Harvey Fuqua and Bobby Lester grew up together in Louisville, Kentucky. They began singing together in high school. Then in the late 40s, both of them entered the armed forces. Upon their release, they hooked up with Ed Wiley's group, but the money just wasn't there. So Harvey Fuqua took off to Cleveland. There he formed a group called the Crazy Sounds with Danny Cogans and Prentice Barnes. However, something was missing, so he went back to Louisville, grabbed his friend Bobby Lester, and the group started gigging around Cleveland. They hooked up with DJ Alan Freed, who signed them to his Champagne record label. This soon led to a deal with Chance Records out of Chicago. They cut many classic sides for Chance, but none of them became national hits. It wasn't until they signed with Chess Records in 54 that the hits started coming, most notably Sincerely at the very end of 54, which hit number one on the national R&B lists. The Moonglows scored only one other hit record in 1955, and that was Most of All, which topped out at number five R&B. 1956 was a huge year for the Moonglows and for pop music in general. Rock and roll and Elvis Presley were breaking across the country. And rock and roll records, especially those by vocal groups, were selling quite well. Let's kick off part two of my two-part special on the Moonglows with We Go Together, which was recorded in early March of 56 and released later that month. It's a real rock and roll ballad, cashing in on the teen scene. It sold well to both white and black teenagers and topped out at number 9 on the R&B charts, but failed to cross over to the pop lists. Let's hear that and its original B-side, Chicky Umba, which has a really nice Latin feel. Kicking off this week's Juke in the Back on the Moonglows, here's We Go Together.
Someday we folks, yes, go steady. You are my first love. You are my first love. You are my first.
Chicken ba, chicken ba, chicken ba.
I chased my baby down the street last night. I chased my baby down the street last night. When I stopped her, she cried. What are you doing?
I want to sing, shout, tell,
well,
Chicky Umba, the Latin-flavored B-side of the Moonglow's first release of 1956, We Go Together, which hit number 9 on the national R&B chart. Up next, another hit record for the group. It was issued by Chess in July of 56, and it topped out at number 6 on the R&B chart and crossed over to make number 20 on the pop list. Harvey Fuqua is singing lead on this song, and the Moonglows have some heavy backing from jazz great James Moody and his combo. Here's a double-sided smash, the bouncy Seesaw, backed with the dreamy ballad When I'm With You. It's the second half of my two-parted feature on the Moonglows. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back, the soul that came before rock and roll, taking you up, down, and around like a seesaw, baby.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up, and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up, all like a seesaw, baby. When you said you'd be my baby,
seesaw.
Well, when you said you'd be my baby,
seesaw.
I thought your love was sincere, but at this rate it won't last a year. It goes up, down, and up, all like a seesaw, baby.
Monday,
it's a hug and a kiss, and
Tuesday,
something I've been missing.
Wednesday,
everything is fine.
Thursday,
you done change your mind.
Friday,
it's the day we make up.
Saturday,
well, the day we break up.
Sunday,
things are going all right.
Monday,
you want to start a fight.
Your love
is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Up ahead, it goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby.
change your mind.
Private.
It's the day we make up.
Sunday.
It's the day we break up.
Sunday.
Things are going all right.
Monday.
You won't start a fight.
Your love.
Like a seesaw, baby. My head goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw, baby. What makes my heart turn upside down and my head goes spinning? Round and round, it only happens when I'm with you.
Wee-oo.
What makes me count the days gone by, then
never
he sighs. It only happens when I'm with you. As time goes by, I tell myself that I'm living in a
Moonglows featuring Bobby Lester on lead with the archetype of vocal group harmonizing, When I'm With You. I know that's a strong label to put on a song, but really, that's the way you sing a doo-wop ballad. When I'm With You topped out at number 15 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, and its flip side, Seesaw, which you heard first, went to number 6, and it crossed over to number 20 on the pop charts. So that Chess 45 really was a career-defining record for the Moonglows. Both of those songs were recorded at the same session, held sometime in early July 56, and then they were issued as a single in late July. This next Moonglows song got kind of a strange release. You see, they cut two versions of Over and Over Again at the same session, a slow version and a fast version, then issued both of them simultaneously on Chess singles with the exact same record number, Chess 1646. Both the slow and fast versions were issued with I Knew From the Start as the common B-side. This is one of the last Moonglow songs to feature Bobby Lester as the sole lead singer. Slowly but surely, Harvey Fuqua was starting to take over lead vocal duties for the group. He was becoming a much larger presence, while Bobby Lester was beginning to fade. This would cause turmoil in the group later on, but for now the ship stayed on course. Let's first hear the slow version of Over and Over Again, then we'll take a listen to the dramatically different, faster version of the same song. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the Moonglows, one of the most important vocal groups to come out of the 1950s, this week on The Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
You hurt me over and over again.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Valerie from Queens, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You heard me over and over.
The Moon Glows with the fast version of Over and Over Again, issued in November of 1956, the same time that the slow version of Over and Over Again was issued. Chess released them with the same record number, 1646. That song failed to chart even though it was featured with a performance by the Moon Glows in the December 1956 movie release of the Alan Freed film Rock, 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 starring a very young Tuesday Weld in her first role. Rock, Rock, Rock was groundbreaking. It was truly the first rock and roll film. Along with the Moon Glows, it also featured the Flamingos, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, the Johnny Burnett Rock and Roll Trio, Laverne Baker, and even Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. If you haven't seen Rock, 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 definitely grab the video and check it out. It's a classic. By June of 1957, the Moon Glows were back on the chart again, this time hitting number 5, with their version of Percy Mayfield's Please Send Me Someone to Love, which hit number 1 for him back in 1950. The Moon Glows recorded this song on December 13, 1956. Not only did it hit number 5 on the R&B side of things, but crossed over to number 73 pop. And as I mentioned before, Harvey Fuqua was taking over more lead vocal duties with the group. Bobby Lester was only featured on duets with Harvey Fuqua, but was not really given his own leads at this point. So here's Harvey singing the classic Please Send Me Someone to Love. It's the Moon Glows, part 2 of my 2-part special on this fantabulous group. All their great records are spinning just for you on the Juke in the Back.
understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love,
someone to love.
I'd show the world how get along. Peace will enter where hate has gone. But if it's not asking too much, please, please send me someone to love.
Someone to love.
I lay awake at nights, find the world so troubled, and my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this horrible sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Oh yeah, someone to love.
Baouch, 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 baouch. I think I hear the train a coming.
Wow, wow.
I think I hear the rails are humming. I think I hear the whistle blowing.
Wow, wow.
Oh, and it's bringing my baby back to me.
Wow, wow.
Oh, back to me.
Wow, wow.
Whoa, back to me.
Wow, wow.
Oh, back to me. Oh, she's been gone, boy, for such a long time, and it's just about to drive me out of my mind. I've been standing in the station since a quarter of three, so come on and bring my baby back to me. Oh, back to me.
Whoa, back to me.
Oh, back to me. Now when she steps from the train, I'm gonna take her by the hand, lead her on down to the preacher man. Gonna tell her she's the one I adore. Then I love her, yes, I love her like I never did before.
Why I hear that whistle blow?
Come on, engineer, make her go, go, go. It's been a long while since I've seen my baby smile. So come on and bring my baby back to me. Oh, back to me.
Whoa, back to me.
Oh, back to me. Now when she steps from the train, I'm gonna take her by the hand, lead her on down to the preacher man. And I'm gonna tell her she's the one I adore. Then I love her, yes, I love her like I never did before.
Why I hear that
whistle blow? Come on, engineer, make her go, go, go. It's been a long while since I've seen my baby smile. So come on and bring my baby back to me. Oh, back to me.
Back to me.
The Moon Glows with Mr. Engineer, recorded in March of 1957 and issued by Chess Records as the flip side to Please Send Me Someone to Love in June of 57. The A-side went to number 5 on the R&B charts, while the B-side, Mr. Engineer, failed to chart. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and you're digging the second part of my two-part Moon Glows special. We're moving towards the end of the Moonglows' hit-making career, but they've still got a lot of great songs left, like this next one, another true duet between Harvey Fuqua and Bobby Lester. It's called The Beating of My Heart, and it was recorded on December 13, 1956, but not issued until August of 57. None of the other Moonglows' vocalists are on this record. It's just Bobby and Harvey. So now, cats and kittens, dig on The Beating of My Heart.
The of my heart says we'll never, ever part. It beats stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, the beating of my
Moonglows are this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. That's Here I Am, featuring the great Bobby Lester singing lead. The song was recorded in June of 1957, but not released until December. This next song is another Moonglows duet between Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua. It was recorded sometime in June of 1958. The session information is kind of sketchy on a lot of these Moonglows recordings, as Chess didn't keep great studio records. The only musician we know of who played on this record was Moonglow's guitarist, Billy Johnson. The rest of the musicians remain unknown. Sweeter Than Words is one of my favorite Moonglow songs, but it failed to chart and it doesn't get played very often these days, so I want you to have an extra close listen to this one. It was issued during the summer of 1958 and featured This Love as the B-side. Also during the summer of 58, Chess Records released the Ten Commandments of Love as by Harvey and the Moonglows. So basically, the Moonglows had two records out at the same time, which is not something you want to do in the music business because you're competing against yourself. The Ten Commandments of Love would go on to be a certified hit, while Sweeter Than Words fell flat on the record-buying public. But let's hear it now and dig on those sweet harmonies between Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua. Here's Sweeter Than Words on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to focus on the Moonglows and take the flip side of their 1956 song, Over and Over Again. I mentioned earlier in the program that Chess released both the slow version and the fast version of Over and Over Again with the exact same record number. They also issued both 45s with I Knew From the Start as the B-side. Well, we've already heard the slow and fast versions of Over and Over Again, so let's flip the record over. From December of 1956, featuring Bobby Lester on lead vocal, here's this week's Great 78, The Moon Glows, with I Knew From the Start.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
One, I shall never love another.
I shall never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Take happiness with the heartaches.
Take happiness with the heartaches.
And go through life wearing a smile.
And go through life wearing a smile.
Oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love. Of love. Thou should always have faith in me.
Thou should always have faith in me.
In everything I say and do.
In everything I say and do.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Until our life on earth is through. Oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love. Love, oh, sweet love. It's oh. So grand, you will find since the beginning of time, it has ruled in all the land. Come to me when I am lovely.
Come to me when I am lovely.
Kiss me when you hold me tight.
Kiss me when you hold me tight.
Sweet me, sweet and gentle.
child.
Treat me sweet tonight.
When we say goodnight, oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments up.
Harvey and the Moon Glows. That's right, Harvey and the Moon Glows. Technically, Bobby Lester was still in the group, but Harvey was getting top billing on this record. It shows how much Harvey's influence had grown within the group, and how slowly but surely, Bobby Lester was being pushed out. The Moon Glows cut this record twice. The first time was the long version, which you hear on most compilations and reissues today. For their next session, which was held in early August of 1958, they cut the shorter version, which was issued as a single. You hardly ever hear the single version of that today. Besides just being different lengths, the two versions also vary in phrasing, and the music is slightly different in parts. Listening to the long version and the short version side by side, you can really hear the differences. When the single was released in August of 58, it rose to number 9 on the rhythm and blues charts. And it crossed over to number 22 pop. This would be one of the Moon Glow's biggest records because it crossed over to the pop market. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Moon Glow's part 2 of 2 here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now let's take the Ten Commandments of Love and flip it over. The B-side was recorded in December of 57. Here are Harvey and the Moon Glow's with Mean Old Blues.
Sometimes I'm good. Sometimes I'm bad, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, ain't it a shame? So much misery and pain. Maybe someday I'll drive these mean old blues away. Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're gone, and I know. No blues away. Don't try to tell me your troubles, cause I've been drinking and I'm seeing double. You got me doing like a Sputnik going round and around and around. Is you is, is you ain't.
From Harvey and the Moon Glows. This is the point where the old Moon Glows pretty much end and the new Moon Glows begin. Bobby Lester was out of the group. There's a lot of speculation as to why. Many stories allege that Bobby Lester was having trouble with drug addiction. This is probably true because a couple of years later, Bobby would get busted for narcotics. But there were other tensions in the group, namely that Harvey was taking over most of the control. I've also heard that the money wasn't filtering down to the other members of the group from Harvey. So all these things add up to a split. Bobby Lester and the other original members left the group, and Harvey formed the New Moonglows, which pretty much appeared on record as just Harvey and the Moonglows. Where do you find these new guys? Washington, D.C. They were known as the Marquees and were working with Bo Diddley around D.C. He got them a deal with OK Records, and they cut a tune called Wyatt Earp in 57. The Marquees were Rhys Palmer, James Nolan, Chester Simmons, and Marvin Gaye. Yes, the Marvin Gaye. Marvin even stood out at that time because Harvey plucked him to do the recitations on the Harvey and the Moonglows release 12 Months of the Year. About 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to interview Rhys Palmer of the Marquees. He unfortunately has passed away since, but here he is talking about how Harvey came to hire his group to be the New Moonglows.
It's a lady in D.C. called Peasy Adams. She said that Bo Diddley called her and told her to get the guys together and go up to the Howard Theater and ask for Harvey. When that happened, I called Bo Diddley. I said, what are we calling Harvey for? And he was saying that Harvey said, there's a possibility you guys might have a chance to be the New Moonglows. And I said, yeah, right. And when they came down, because they opened up at the Howard Theater right after the New Year's Eve show at the end of 1958. So he had us, audition for him. He liked the sound because when we were the Marquees, we were singing a lot of Moonglow songs anyway.
So you were used to it.
Yeah, so yeah. He liked what he heard. And all week long, we rehearsed as the Moonglows during 12 months of the year.
Yep.
When he got through rehearsing us that week, they were leaving town. He said, I'm going to send my driver back for you.
I'll always love you, darling, 12 months of the year. Even when the snows fall, our love will be clear.
January.
We'll drink a toast to Auld Lang Syne.
February.
On Valentine's Day, please say you'll be mine. And in a flowers blooming everywhere, but in a
June,
you're gonna be my bride, and I'll be your girl.
July, August, and September.
On our honeymoon, we're gonna be so happy. Until eternity and in a
October.
Oh, you're out of this world. Yeah, such a wonderful girl. But in a
December,
we're gonna kiss under the mistletoe. Or I'm in love.
You're in love. We believe.
always love you, darling. 12 months of the year. Say perhaps the birds will fail to sing. Our love, darling, will be clear.
12 months of love. Yeah.
12 months of the year. Recorded in April 1959, just after the Marquees became the new Moonglows. That song features Marvin Gaye doing the recitations at the beginning and the end of the song. At this time, Harvey was also recording records on his own, and Bobby Lester was touring with a new Moonglows group. He also put out a few solo records. Later in 59, Harvey brought Etta James to Chess Records. They recorded a few duets together, which Chess released in 1960. Then Harvey went on to form the Tri-Fi and Harvey labels. He was the first to record The Spinners on Tri-Fi. Harvey spent most of the 60s working for Berry Gordy Jr. at Motown Records. He was writing and producing. In 1970, the original Moonglows reunited, and in 72 they released an LP for RCA Records, basically re-recording all their old Chess material. RCA issued Sincerely 72 as a single, and it became a minor hit. In 2000, the Moonglows were elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, Bobby Lester was the first original Moonglow to pass on. He died in October of 1980. Billy Johnson died in April of 87. Pete Graves and Prentice Barnes both died in October of 06. And we lost Harvey Fuqua in July of 2010. I hope you've enjoyed the last two programs on the Moonglows, one of the most innovative and important vocal groups to come out of the 1950s. Remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. Let's close the show with an old Moonglows record recorded on December 13th, 1956, although Chess Records wouldn't issue it as a single until December of 61. When they did release it, they put it under Bobby Lester and the Moonglows' name. This is because Bobby Lester had formed another Moonglows at the time, and I think Chess Records was anticipating him possibly recording more records as the Moonglows. The song is that classic Bernie Wayne and Lee Morris composition from 1950, Blue Velvet. It was first recorded by Tony Bennett. Then, of course, the Clovers did a great rhythm and blues rendition, and Bobby Vinton would have a huge pop hit in the early 60s. The Moonglows, of course, do a fantastic job, with Bobby Lester at the helm. Let's close down this week's Juke in the Back with the Moonglows singing the beautiful Blue Velvet. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye.
You are blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night. Weaver softer than satin was the light from the stars.
and I still can see blue velvet through my tears, blue.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.